If you're planning to visit Whistler in British Columbia, Canada, then a great way to get there is on the Whistler Mountaineer train. And it's not just the great breakfast that makes the journey worthwhile. Chris Woods is the train manager.
Well, the best part about the Whistler Mountaineer is you get to see a little bit of everything. We're going to start out traveling along the coastline. We're going to travel up Howe Sound, which is an absolutely gorgeous inlet. Travel right up to our halfway point at Squamish. From Squamish, we travel through the Paradise Valley, and then we begin the ascent through the Chequemus Canyon. And the neat part about that is all of the views are down into this absolutely amazing gorge that has been carved out by the Chequemus River over thousands of years. From there, we travel along right up to the highest elevation we reach, which is about 700 meters at the community of Whistler, which is just a scenery doesn't stop through the entire journey.
And why do you think the train's such a good way to see it?
Because you get to see it. You can get up, move around, you can go out to our observation car, you can take whatever pictures you want, and of course we have onboard attendants who will look after the service, but also provide you with commentary, talk about the history of the area through which we're traveling, and this is an interesting area from that perspective as well.
So what sort of history does this area have?
Well, there's a First Nations population which has been here for over 5,000 years, and the railroad itself was started in 1912 through some absolutely treacherous terrain. So you're going to get not only the history of the railroad, but also a little bit about the natural history of this area, the volcanoes, the glaciers that carved this area out. And you get all that from your onboard attendant while he's serving you a glass of wine or whatever you might like.
And what about actually while you're in the train, rather than going out into the observation car, which can be a little bit chilly, what about when you're actually sitting in your seat?
Well, especially in our glacier dome service, the big picture windows don't obstruct the view at all. So the views from the glacier dome car are absolutely stunning. You can see right up to the tops of all the mountains along the way, and of course you get the great views into the canyon.
Is there a best way in which to do the journey? Is it from Whistler to Vancouver or Vancouver to Whistler?
You know, it's unique, and a lot of people ask me that question. I do this trip every day for 4 or 5 days a week, and I don't think you can pick a best route because they're both a little bit different. Believe it or not, just turning the train around 180 degrees, you get completely different views, and of course the light is different through the day. The nice part about going to Whistler or traveling northbound is when you get there, you're in Whistler, which is an absolutely stunning location.
And any top tips, like what's the best side of the train to travel on, or best seat to have or anything?
All the seats are great. You get some fabulous scenery, but if you can get the seats on the water side traveling up along Howe Sound, some of the views out over there while you're eating breakfast are just magnificent.
And tell me a little bit about the history of how this train came into being.
Well, there's been passenger service right up through Whistler since the tracks were complete in 1914. In fact, Whistler was all built around the railroad. Rainbow Lodge, which started Whistler, was a waypoint for the railroad for many, many years. And that's where a lot of the construction crews would stop, have breakfast, pick up their lunch, and then travel out to the workplace.
How does it compare to some of the other mountaineer trains that you can do?
Well, in 3 hours, you get a great taste of what you might experience on a Rocky Mountaineer train out to the Rocky Mountains. You get a taste of each of the bits of scenery along the way, and we roll it all up into one. And of course, the service, we try to match the service that is provided on our other trains. And I think you'll find that if you were to do that and continue on from Whistler through Quesnel and on to Jasper, you would find that it pairs quite nicely with those services.
That's Chris Woods, train manager on the Whistler Mountaineer. For more information, see rockymountaineer.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.